Well, Victor Volkmann is with us. He is talking literature and all types of literature with the Upper Peninsula Authors Association. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. It's always great to be on with you.
Yes. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Well, just a little while back, you've published a list of UP books for people to, it's just varied, I guess, is the way I look at it. Just varied number of different genres of literature here. So the topics, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So tell me a little about who's on this list.
Sure. Let me just back up a little bit. The UP Notable Books list is kind of sort of counter programming to the Michigan Notable Books list because we noticed that not too many books about the UP or from UP authors were appearing on the annual Michigan Notable Book List, which is put out by the Library of Michigan way down in Lansing. So this is kind of our alternative that says, hey, look at us. We're actually producing some great literature in the UP and by UP authors. And so every year, this is our sixth year, we try and highlight just 10 of the best books that we have found in the past year coming from UP authors and about UP subjects. So we try to cover the whole gamut, as it will, you know, the classic sort of fiction for adults. We've got to try and get some history in there and one or two children's books. So we're really looking at the whole spectrum of literature by UP people and for UP people.
We don't have enough time, obviously, to go through all of them. That's why we have the list. People can explore on their own, but kind of highlight for me one or two.
Sure. Personal favorite, Make It Go in the Snow, People and Ideas in the History of Snowmobiles by Larry Jorgensen. You know, I grew up I was born in 1964, so I just thought snowmobiles had been around forever, right? Because by the time I got on the scene, people were already having snowmobile races and so on. It turns out there's a fascinating, 100-year story of the development of snowmobiles into what we have now today. And that includes some great things like this massive 60-foot-long snowmobile-type machine that Admiral Byrd used down in Antarctica. So, and Michigan plays a central role in the development of the snowmobile, like the first long-distance endurance trips, even across the bridge with a snowmobile, if you can imagine it. So it's just a really rich and varied history of that. Another favorite I really enjoyed is The Story of Journey, The Great Horned Owl. This is a book for children, and it's a story about a great horned owl who's, you know, tragically struck by a car when it's very young, brought into a bird rescue center, and the author interviews this woman who raised the great horned owl, and it becomes kind of a mascot for owls and other raptors. And so the author traveled with this bird all around the UP, introducing young children to the value of nature and predators and stuff. So that's just really inspiring. Those are just two off the top of my head.
So where could people see the entire list and explore on their own, something that might meet their interests, a book for them to then give a shot at?
Absolutely. You want to head over to upnotable.com. That's upnotable.com. And you'll see all of six years' worth of lists going back to 2019. And more importantly, you are invited to join the UP Notable Book Club, where we will have 10 different authors, one author a month, and you can interact with them over Zoom and ask questions, find out, you know, how they wrote the book, why they wrote the book, what inspired them to write the book. And if you can't make it to one of the sessions, we have it all recorded on our YouTube channel. So it's a really great historical record and something that libraries and patrons and anyone can get involved in.
All right, Victor, anything else you'd like to mention before we close this interview here?
Sure. We're just about to open registration for the Young Writers Storytelling Workshop, which was a huge success in 2024. We're going to run it again this year on May 17th, 2025. And you can find out news about that at our website, uppaa.org. That's uppaa.org. And thank you for your time.